Speaking during a press conference last night in Khartoum, Sudanese Finance Minister Jibril Ibrahim said under the new pricing system for fuel, petrol will increase from 150 Sudanese pounds, the equivalent of 35 cents per litre, to 290 pounds, while the price of diesel will rise to 285 pounds per litre from 125 pounds. Ibrahim says the decision is in line with the economic reform policies of the transitional government to meet the demands of the high inflation rate in the country. Many Sudanese citizens were not happy with the decision. Protesters burned tires last night along various streets of Khartoum to express their outrage. Freelance reporter Amira Saleh says the decision will negatively affect her work and her family.
The salary of an ordinary Sudanese employee is not enough to cover all the needs, and therefore, with this increase in fuel, the situation is going to be worse. Up to this moment, their unclassified employees will be affected for sure. They can't be able to provide for their families.
Amu Adil, who works as an electronic technician in Khartoum's Jabra neighborhood, says the fuel price hike will affect other basic commodities in the market. He says the government is supposed to provide basic services, but instead is making life difficult for ordinary citizens.
Fuel is connected to all aspects of life. Traders will charge every single cost of transportation they paid during the process of transporting goods. They will be forced to put that cost on the commodities, and ordinary citizens will be the one paying the cost.
Hajira Siral Awad, a third-year business administration student at the International University of Africa in Khartoum, says it is a bad decision at a time when the country is facing serious economic challenges. Al-Awad says higher fuel prices will mean higher transportation fees, making it difficult for students like her to get to the university.
Whenever there is an increase on the fuel, the public transport fees will be increased as well. Not only this, but I expect everything to increase. The decision will definitely affect me as a student and my family. They will be forced to look for other sources of income to allow me to go to college.
Sudan has been implementing aggressive IMF-monitored reforms in the hopes of turning around its economy and attracting international investment and debt relief. Sudan continues to subsidize cooking gas, furnace oil, as well as wheat and medicines, although there are frequent shortages of those commodities. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.